Now, I am delighted to say that I am joined on the line by regular contributor and friend of Near FM and indeed Northside Today, Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership. Paul, hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Northside Today.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks a million for having me.
Paul, I think the reason that we're going to have the chat today is so that you can emphasise to people that it's business as usual with the education sector in Northside, in the Northside Partnership.
Very much so, Donny. Like, I suppose during these strange times and upheaval in people's lives, I suppose I just wanted to, to emphasise to young people and adults who are maybe thinking about education over the next few months or whatever, that it's still very much a viable option for a lot of people. And I suppose to let people know that the education people and a lot of the people, a lot of the employees that work in the Northside Partnership were very much thinking about how we can best support the young people and adults in our community to advance their career ideas or their educational options to make them possible. And I suppose that's just the message I want to try and get across from the very start, Donny, is that if there is anybody in the community out there that is looking at maybe education from September onwards and is looking at their options, we're very keen to talk to them. So we are.
And Paul, no more than the rest of us, we're living in changed times, and there's no point in speculating as to what kind of a world we're going to emerge into when it's over. But maybe you could give us some sort of a feel or an idea about how you are operating within the education sector of the Northside Partnership during this basically national lockdown.
Yeah, well, it's strange times, and it's kind of... But if you look at the potential, I suppose the way that we are doing business now at the moment, we've had to re-change the way we're thinking and the way we're working with people. But like, and the how we have to embrace technology, and a kind of like myself and like probably like a lot of other people, technology is maybe something that we probably shy away from in a lot of respects. But we've kind of been forced into working with people on a in kind of more technology-based approach so that we can continue to engage with people and continue to support them. But I suppose this last while for myself, that the way we're working is at the very simplest of ways. We are making phone calls to people, we are texting people, we are engaging with them, we're conducting kind of Zoom meetings as well. So we are, in order to support people and support young people and adults who are thinking about education. An awful lot of the programmes that run within the Northside Partnership, Donny, is particularly to help young people in our community to advance their education. One of the different programmes that we have running is called the Challenger Programme, and it's kind of helping young people around our area with extra supports in order to maybe to make third level education an option for them in the future. And we have employed, or we've taken on a program called Jump a Grade, which is an online kind of grinds platform that's helping support our young people on the Challenger program with extra supports towards their Leaving Cert. Now, I do understand we're still in a period of kind of flux, and we're not sure whether or not what's happening with the Leaving Cert at the current stage, at the current moment, but we're still trying to support the young people as best we can from a distance with any supports that we can support them with, you know.
Yeah, and I presume, Paul, as per usual, because luckily I get to attend a lot of them, that a lot of your seminars and open days, etc., they have had to be cancelled due to the restrictions.
Yeah, they have. But again, we'll be looking at maybe different ways that we can bring these particular options to people, you know. So we'll be looking at different ways that we can work with that on an online basis, you know. And a lot of the different colleges and universities are all kind of cluing into this particular idea too, to try and support students from a distance, you know. I think from my experience, third-level universities and colleges and institutions and even further education colleges have kind of gone on to this. They've been kind of working these practices for a long time now, Donny, so they have, you know, where they're providing kind of lecturers online and providing online assistance. And kind of, we're at a slight disadvantage, we're kind of playing catch up, you know. And I think business is going to be done more along these lines over the next while in order to support students. I still think there's a valuable, there's a lot of options out there for young people, so there is. And this time could be spent now is maybe looking at these options to see what ones can be, you know, accessed and which ones are best suited to the young person or to the adult. I'm trying to go down the road of whether it be making an application to the college or applying for support to do that. But again, ourselves and Northside Partnership, we're here to help, and if there is any queries or anybody has any questions or issues that they're experiencing, we're here to help if we can at all possible, you know.
And with that in mind, Paul, people who are looking to contact or make contact with the Northside Partnership in these times, can you throw us out the numbers and the contact details for anybody, please?
Yeah, sure. So the telephone number is just 01-848-5630. And we're on Facebook, we have our email address is info@northsidepartnership.ie. So if anybody wants to get in touch with us at all, give us a call. We can set up appointments. The information can still be done. We can still interact with people and we can still engage with people over the phone so we can, and try and support them with their queries and try and see if we can help. Even if all it is just teasing out ideas and going through the procedure in order to apply to a particular college or university or further education, or maybe where to find out further information, so that during this time maybe we have a bit more time in your hands, that you can research these options and see, you know, what's available to you, what you can access. And as well as that, then one of the biggest issues that I've found over the years, Donnie, with a lot of different students is the funding information. An awful lot of students will be concerned about where they can access information around funding that they can progress their educational options. And that's where I'm always very keen in the partnership to try and support young people and adults who are looking at their options and trying to see what funding is available to them and how they can go about accessing that.
Paul, interesting question for you now, and it's something that I'd say you have been pondering as well. Every adversity throws up opportunities, and surely we have seen during the course of the restrictions that we're living under where there may be opportunities for people to maybe upskill, change of lifestyle. And I'm thinking particularly, we'll say, of, and I know anecdotally that some of the big multinationals, Google particularly, have noticed that there has been no drop in their output, even though their people are working from home. And I know that they may be considering downscaling the size of their office operation as a result of that. So can you see opportunities there for people in the community maybe after this is over?
Yeah, very much so, Donnie. Like, this could be an opportunity and something for people to, instead of looking at kind of the weaknesses or the disadvantages, is to look at the advantages of it, you know, and look at the options that are possibly available to them in education and looking at different careers, you know. I think in some ways this crisis has kind of forced employers to be more open-minded towards remote working and to look at different ways, you know, that the business, and I think this isn't fantastic that Google productivity hasn't decreased as a result of any of this, you know. So definitely there is opportunity, so there is, and there is going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot more opportunities, so there is, out there for different industries, so there is, and different supports. So it's just a matter of embracing that and looking at these options as viable ways to move forward, you know.
Yes, as my neighbours at home in Kerry would say, and me, of course, being from Cork, let me preface my statement by saying, but they have a phrase in Kerry that it's the same, only different, and that could be the case for a lot of businesses when we resume.
Yeah, very much so. Like, I think it's to look at the positives, isn't it, and to see how you could maybe tweak your CV and look at maybe, you know, different skill sets and look at maybe getting a bit of extra training in an area, maybe that there will be opportunities that will come out of this, you know.
And of course, Paul, it should be pointed out as well that anybody with difficulties with CVs can contact the Northside Partnership and they'll get all the help required.
Very much so, Donny. Yeah, any support that any people need regarding their CV or helping them to support them in their career progression, we have the local employment service here that can help with any young person at all who's thinking about just using this opportunity as a way to refresh their CV. Yeah.
So, Paul, just for a wrap-up before we say goodbye to you today, and again, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to us, because I know these are difficult circumstances and they're difficult for all of us. And but what is, we'll say, oh, let me see, the next 5-6 weeks for the education sector in the Northside Partnership, what's on the burner at the moment?
Well, usually around this time of year, Donny, it's usually... There's a number of different student support systems that are available. One in particular is the SUSE grant, and usually in around the first week in April, the SUSE grant will announce they're open for applications for any person that wants to progress in education. So usually around this time of year now, an awful lot of students will be focusing on that and looking at the supports that they can put in place to help make their educational options a reality. So that's kind of going to be my focus over the next while. Is right, if there's people out there that are looking for support, to give us a call to the Northside Partnership, and we can help, you know, talk to them about the SUSE grant and look at that as an option to finance their educational options. Or another scheme there is the social welfare payment, is the Back to Education Alliance, where they can continue to collect the social welfare payment while they're in full-time education. Alternatively to them sort of state supports, Donny, there is a lot of different supports that we have through the Northside Partnership. One in particular is called the Partnership Fund, and last year we supported over 150 students with a small contribution towards some of their educational expenses, and that could be simply as maybe helping them with their bus expenses to college, or it could be helping making, you know, like say for example, if some of the students are doing post-leaving cert courses and have to pay for a registration charge, that could help with that registration charge, as well as other different supports. And I suppose it's just making people aware of everything that is available to them, so that you know, so that they can make the best decisions for themselves. Then, you know, it's making, like, so it's looking at their option if they want to go to college. Say, for example, they're hoping to go to college to DCU in the future. It's looking at all the different financial supports that can be put in place in order to help them with that.
And once again, Paul, before we say goodbye to you from the Wednesday edition of Northside Today, can you give the details again for people listening who want to get in contact with the educational sector in the Northside Partnership?
Yeah, definitely. Well, look, the telephone number for the partnership is just 848-5630. And please, you can tell them, feel free to email me directly, which is Paul, P-A-U-L dot H-A-Y-E-S at nspartnership.ie, and that's my direct email as well, so it is. So if people want to contact me directly, please feel free, and I can touch base with them so I can start a dialogue with them and try and help support them on into the next stages of wherever their career or education progression is going to take place.
Paul, lovely to talk to you again. Thank you for taking the time. And can I just wish you and your family and everybody in your circle continued good health. And again, can I show my appreciation and thank you for joining us on the Wednesday edition of Northside Today. Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership. Paul, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, me and Donny. Thank you.